Hello, and welcome. If you are new to meditation, you will want to know that if you can watch TV, you can meditate. Meditation is a form of focus and is as simple as watching your favorite TV show or movie. Trust that your imagination is what allows you to focus on my voice and see the images that it projects in your own mind. Do not insult yourself by questioning the power of the imagination. It is the spiritual conduit that links your spiritual body with your physical body. Learn to trust it more than your thoughts. It is the pathway to fighting your demons and manifesting your dreams. Before we get started with your meditation, make sure that you are comfortable. If you are inexperienced with meditation, it will be important to sit up instead of lying down in order not to drop off into sleep. You will want to stay in touch with the sound of my voice. It's a good idea to eat a little something before meditation if you are hungry. A big meal, however, can encourage you to sleep, so keep your food intake light with fruit or a veggie snack. Water is a must, especially after experiencing an emotional release. Water clears out all the static that meditation can release into the body. Love your body and give it what it needs to transport what you release. Take a few deep breaths by breathing in through your nose. Your belly or diaphragm should be moving up and down, not your shoulders. When you breathe out much slower than you did taking the deep breath in. For example, breathe in to the count of four and breathe out to the count of eight, pushing all air out of the lungs before taking another breath. So, get yourself ready. Breathe deeply three times, and we will begin the meditation. This advanced meditation gives technique on how to see fear and transform it with love. It will empower the listener to practice courage that can only be born from love, and it will change one's ability to take heart in any difficult situation. Imagine that you are in a very dark room. Feel the vibrations of the numbers and information that I present. 10, a number that is one with God. 9, spiritual completion. 8, the future. Breathe in through the nose. Long breath out through the mouth. Feel yourself being pulled into these numbers. 7, a number for physical completion. 6, choice exists in this place. 5, trial and tribulation, difficulty. This may be an uncomfortable number for you. 4, foundational, tools exist here. 3, balance. 2, relationships. You may feel unsure in this place. And then finally 1, the self, feeling somewhat familiar. And now we go to the number 0. A void. The beginning of all things. you might feel floaty. Breathe in through the nose. Long breath out through the mouth. Allow yourself to see the picture that's unfolding in front of you. You find yourself on the edge of a cliff. As you look down, the ground gets further and further away. Whatever is at the bottom is so small that you can't see it. And now, you must leap. Jump off the edge of the cliff and allow yourself to float, plummet, fly. You are in charge of your journey, but you must go down, 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 down. And the further you get to the bottom, the darker it gets. Until you finally reach the bottom, easily able to light down. And now you notice a light appears. You're not sure where it's coming from, but it exists all around you anyway. You notice that you are in a deep cavern. And on the walls of the cavern, you see movement. As if the walls are coming to life somehow. But what begins to happen is dark shadows peel off the sides of this cavern. Unusual pictures. Some of the pictures here may even be scary to you. But you do not need to be afraid. Remember to breathe in through the nose. Long breath out through the mouth. Even if the darkness reaches out to you to try to hold you down, it cannot combat you. You recognize that the light is coming from inside you. And the closer that these dark entities get to you, the more they fade away. In the presence of light, darkness cannot exist. So you recognize now that this darkness, these things peeling off the walls, are your fears. They come in many forms. They may even look like people you recognize, or they may look like nothing you recognize. Allow yourself to call to them. Recognize them. They scream out for validation, to know that they've been heard. Hear them, see them, welcome them to come close to you, and embrace them. Say thank you. And you'll notice an amazing phenomenon. Everything that you bring close to you and embrace and then release gets lighter and lighter, and it floats up and out of the deep dark cavern that you're in. Up and out. No matter how many entities, no matter what you see with you, you have the ability to transform it. You can use the power of love, something that has accompanied you since you were born. Breathe in through the nose. Long breath out through the mouth. Allow yourself to do any final housekeeping. Loving and releasing. As your work is completed, you will notice that you begin to lift up, floating, just like the dark energies you transformed. You float up, 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 as high and fast as you wish, until you come back to the place where you took a giant leap. You have a feeling now of empowerment, an understanding in some way of something that you did not understand before, a connection to a power that you never knew how to utilize in this manner. Take it all in. Breathe in through the nose. Long breath out through the mouth. As we begin our journey back, we move into the dark void, the place of zero, and here we seem to see so much more light than was here before. We move into one, feeling whole, connected with unity. We step into two, recognizing that there is a relationship with ourself and a relationship with a higher self. We move into three, beginning to feel lighter, stronger, moving forward more rapidly. We feel balance, like a strength instead of something to achieve. In the number four, we feel stronger, recognizing that there are tools available to us that we have not used to the full capacity yet. In five, we seem to experience a state of grace, not so uncomfortable as the first time we visited. In six, there seems to be different choice, not so much pressure. We move into a physical completion, feeling satisfied, feeling good about who we are. In a place of eight, we see a different future, not one to feel anxious about. We step into nine with a spiritual completion, maybe only in the awareness stages of spiritual completion, but an awareness nonetheless. We step into 10, a oneness with God, a oneness with a higher power. The fullness of unity is experienced in this number. Breathe in through the nose. Long breath out through the mouth. And as you feel comfortable, simply allow yourself to move back into this space, into this time, feeling relaxed and happy. Easily able to open your eyes. Thank you for going on this journey and allowing me to be your guide. You may find that there are symbols, colors, messages, or pictures in your meditation that do not make sense to you. Please feel free to make an appointment with me to assist with interpreting your visions at www.mydivineprinciple.com.